Chapter 2. Ancient Broom Games. Broom sports emerged almost as soon as broomsticks were sufficiently advanced to allow flyers to turn corners and vary their speed and height. Early wizarding writings and paintings give us some idea of the games our ancestors played. Some of these no longer exist. Others have survived or evolved into the sports we know today. The celebrated annual broom race of Sweden dates from the 10th century. Flyers race from Kopparberg to Arjeplog, a distance of slightly over 300 miles. The course runs straight through a dragon reservation, and the vast silver trophy is shaped like a Swedish short snout. Nowadays, this is an international event, and wizards of all nationalities congregate at Kopparberg to cheer the starters, then apparate to Arjeplog to congratulate the survivors. The famous painting Günther der Gewalttätige ist der Gewinner, Gunther the Violent is the winner, dated 1105, shows the ancient German game of Stichstock. A 20-foot-high pole was topped with an inflated dragon bladder. One player on a broomstick had the job of protecting this bladder. The bladder guardian was tied to the pole by a rope around his or her waist, so that he or she could not fly further than 10 feet away from it. The rest of the players would take it in turns to fly at the bladder and attempt to puncture it with the specially sharpened ends of their brooms. The bladder guardian was allowed to use his or her wand to repel these attacks. The game ended when the bladder was successfully punctured, or the bladder guardian had either succeeded in hexing all opponents out of the running, or collapsed from exhaustion. Stichstock died out in the 14th century. In Ireland, the game of Enginegane flourished, the subject of many an Irish ballad. The legendary wizard Fingal the Fearless is alleged to have been an Enginegane champion. One by one, the players would take the dom, or ball, actually the gallbladder of a goat, and speed through a series of burning barrels set high in the air on stilts. The dom was to be thrown through the final barrel. The player who succeeded in getting the dom through the last barrel in the fastest time, without having caught fire on the way, was the winner. Scotland was the birthplace of what is probably the most dangerous of all broom games, Craolchan. The game features in a tragic Gaelic poem of the 11th century, the first verse of which says, in translation, "The players assembled, 12 fine, hearty men. They strapped on their cauldrons, stood poised to fly. At the sound of the horn they were swiftly airborne. But 10 of their number were fated to die." Craolchan players each wore a cauldron strapped to the head. At the sound of the horn or drum, up to 100 charmed rocks and boulders that had been hovering 100 feet above the ground began to fall towards the earth. The Craolchan players zoomed around, trying to catch as many rocks as possible in their cauldrons. Considered by many Scottish wizards to be the supreme test of manliness and courage, Craolchan enjoyed considerable popularity in the Middle Ages, despite the huge number of fatalities that resulted from it. The game was made illegal in 1762, and though Magnus Denthead MacDonald spearheaded a campaign for its reintroduction in the 1960s, the Ministry of Magic refused to lift the ban. Shunt bumps was popular in Devon, England. This was a crude form of jousting, the sole aim being to knock as many other players as possible off their brooms, the last person remaining on their broom winning. Swivenhodge began in Herefordshire. Like Stichstock, this involved an inflated bladder, usually a pig's. Players sat backwards on their brooms and batted the bladder backwards and forwards across a hedge with the brush ends of their brooms. The first person to miss gave their opponent a point. First to reach 50 points was the winner. Swivenhodge is still played in England, though it has never achieved much widespread popularity. Shunt bumps survives only as a children's game. At Queerditch Marsh, however, a game had been created that would one day become the most popular in the wizarding world.